60, a nice day. Thursday, the first of two storm systems this week. Risk of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. High temperature Thursday, 63. I think we'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we're briefly in between storm systems. Then showers become likely again Saturday night before a dramatic drop in temperatures on Sunday. Bitterly cold air on the way, just a few days away. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Network. I'm Andrew James. A lawsuit filed against the Selma City Council by Selma Mayor Dario Melton is thrown out by a judge. Melton filed suit back in October after the City Council voted to assume appointment powers over some key city positions. Melton is expected to appeal this decision. An early morning fire at the Macon County Courthouse remains under investigation. County officials say a courthouse room caught fire early Monday morning. It's the same courthouse that authorities say was intentionally set on fire back in 2016. No injuries were reported. And no arrests after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Police say a man was found shot at the intersection of Chisholm and Broadview Streets. His injuries are not life-threatening. Please call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views.
Jack, Am I getting deafer?
What's your question?
Am I getting deafer? I keep noticing I have to turn the headphones up louder and louder over
the
time.
Yeah, I think you are getting deafer.
I used to be at 5. Now I'm at about 7.5.
They call you Def Leppard.
Well, spots don't change. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jack Campbell is in. Trisha is efforting her way to the studio. Carolyn's here shagging phone. So we got a nice full house. Steve Flowers will be in just a little bit. We're going to be really full about 10:30 this morning. Guys, it's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. I have more news than you could ever possibly
shake
get
a stick
through.
At.
Holy mackerel, we can't get through all of it. One of them is, I'm going to discuss this more in depth with Steve Flowers during the time he's here.
But Jack, am I not smart enough to discuss
it? No, you're plenty smart enough, but I figured, you know, he's got his thumb on the pulse of Alabama
Well,
politics.
You shouldn't use your thumb because it has a pulse in it. You should use your two fingers.
He's got his middle and ring finger on the pulse of Alabama politics so that it's not confused with his own pulse. But he... I've learned, Jack Campbell, I've learned that that Steve Pelham will be resigning as the chief of staff.
I've heard this for months.
And going to Auburn. And his replacement will be?
I don't know that answer.
Joe Bonner.
Well, that's...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Since he just got like a made-up position in the administration not long ago. Congressman Bonner obviously represented Congressional District 1 down in Mobile, Baldwin County, and other areas.
Very well-liked guy.
Yeah, extremely well-liked guy. Affable? Can we say affable?
You certainly can.
Could we say gregarious?
Very well put.
Amicable?
Amicable.
Yeah. Any other?
Jovial?
Any other $6 words we can throw out here?
Yeah.
But I think he'll do a good job. I've been told with certainty that he is going to be the next chief of staff. I'm curious... Particularly because Steve Flowers follows the congressional delegation so closely. He always has.
Yeah.
I'm curious his thoughts on that.
Well, I think one of the holdups on Steve's leaving was, I think he would have left before, but this president at Auburn, who he's going to be working for, is some people are a little upset with him.
He's mercurial. He's moody, I hear. That's what I hear. He's moody.
Really?
Yeah, he flashes from people liking him to people disliking him very quickly. And then back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the man. I don't even know his name.
I just read it this morning, and I can't even tell you what it was.
Robin Leach?
Is he British?
I don't know. Wasn't his last name Leach or something? I think it might be.
Yeah.
William Barr, the Attorney General nominee for Donald J. Trump to replace... Jeff Sessions. Oh, speaking of.
He was here, I think, yesterday.
He was here yesterday. I was told that he got a less than stellar reception at the inauguration. Like, when he was introduced, one person stood up and started clapping, and everybody else just sort of sat on their hands. And that person immediately sat back down and looked around like, why does no one like this guy?
It's unfortunate, because Jeff Sessions is a good man, I think.
Well, he is,
but
for whatever reason, he has destroyed his name here in Alabama. Or at least, you know, I think the upper crust, the establishment, still kind of respect him. Just because they're anti-Trump anyway.
Yeah.
Speaking of Trump, ABC's Jonathan Carl is reporting that people close to the Mueller investigation say his report is, quote, certain to be anticlimactic. John Carl told George Stephanopoulos, people who are close to Robert Mueller tell him that the report of the investigation is, quote, certain to be anticlimactic and not have any bombshells. The New York Times reported the FBI opened a serious investigation into whether Trump was a Russian agent after he fired FBI Director James Comey. And here is Carl's quote on the matter. What I'm getting at is... And this is all building up to the Mueller report and raising expectations of a bombshell report. And there were investigations that were building over a course of a year on this. People closest to what Mueller is doing, interactive with the special counsel, cautioned me that this report is certain to be anticlimactic. So this is consistent with what I've been telling you the entire time, that Mueller is not going to take out Trump.
I wonder if any of this is going to be, because if you're going to do this probe correctly, do you get into the fact that the Clinton campaign's colluded with Ukrainians? Will any of that come out?
Well, and I think that's the bigger question. If you're going to have an era of never-ending special counsels that can look into anything and everything they want,
right?
Then where do they go? Where do they go? Do they go to the Clinton email investigation? Do they go to the Clintons conspiring with Ukrainians? Where does it end? Where does it end?
Well, I mean, I think it has to end somewhere. Do you appoint another special prosecutor to look into the Clintons' behavior with foreign governments?
I don't know. It's awful. Democrats prepare hearings on right-wing extremism.
All right.
Prior to the 2018 midterms, a lot of people were speculating that the Democrats would go bananas if they ever got back in power. And lo and behold, they're back in power and they're going bananas. They're going to challenge anybody on the right who challenges official narratives, and they're going to go on about conspiracy theories and more. So just be ready.
I really do believe that the Democrat House of Representatives is going to have a frustrating couple of years. Because you know the Senate isn't going to go along with anything they do.
No. They'll try to impeach.
They're going to make a lot of noise. They're going to try to impeach. And they may even impeach Trump. But it ain't going anywhere.
I don't think they will.
Well, I think some of the cooler heads in there, and there are not many, but there are a few.
Pelosi knows if you try to impeach Trump, that is guaranteed that he will be reelected in 2020. 100% guaranteed he will be reelected in 2020. Because you talk about uniting the right. I mean, look what it did for Bill Clinton when they impeached him.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he left office with like a 65% approval rating. He had like a 39% approval rating when they impeached him. I'm telling you, it doesn't work out well. It doesn't work out well. All right, Tricia.
Good morning.
Good morning on a Tuesday morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
She's been taking Jack Campbell lessons.
Oh, well.
Jack, I'm kidding.
She's going to start calling me Tricia 3:30.
Showing up a little after start.
I blame you.
Call me Tricia 4:30.
When they pay you, they can control you. Ask Baron.
This is true.
Is it already time for China Grove?
It's time for China Grove. You know anybody that lives down in China Grove, Jack?
I know everybody down in China Grove.
It's a nice little neighborhood in South Montgomery County.
It is indeed.
We'll be back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, welcome back in 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. I have one F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
Trisha joins us as she does on Tuesdays.
Good morning.
Wait, what you, or honey?
Lovey.
Lovey. Ah, dang it. I'll remember this one day. I'll remember this one day. She got a new grandma name. They're called grandma names, but you're not allowed to say grandma. Do you have one in mind one day? No.
I like honey, but I couldn't be honey.
Honey's a fine name. Sugar.
Nana.
We've already had this discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, you're more than welcome to
rehash. I would just say they'll call you Trisha.
Trisha.
Yeah.
That's what my...
You'll end up TC or something like that.
We
said TT, but you know, that's...
I don't know about TT.
You don't want to be TT.
You don't want to be TT. End up in the Steele dossier. my wife called her grandmother Pat. Her name was Pat. She just called her Pat. She was always Pat to everybody. Our number 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has two locations right here in the River Region. High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Award-winning pizza pie, folded pies, pastas, salads and appetizers, sandwiches, and so much more. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity. Lunch, dinner, 7 days a week. They're not one of those pretentious, but we're not open on Sunday or Monday. Let me tell you, you're not open on Sunday or Monday. I don't want to eat there. I hate places that are open 7 days a week.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I can't eat there on a Sunday or a Monday if they're not open, Jack.
I guess your kids don't drag you to Chick-fil-A like mine do.
I don't eat chicken. Not my thing. No, if I'm going to eat chicken, Chick-fil-A is not a bad option. Because you really can't taste the chicken. They season it. They get breading on there. It's like Popeyes. People say, how you eat Popeyes? You don't like chicken. And you can't really taste the chicken.
Man, Popeyes is good stuff.
Oh, man. And as long as I can get one of those biscuits in my mouth, I'll kill a man for one of those biscuits. Oh, I could eat. I need 100 of those right now. I'm starving. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Volkswagen announces additional plant with 1,000 new jobs in Chattanooga, Tennessee. $800 million investment in a new production line. I thought we were going to lose this trade war.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to lose this trade. Didn't people? Trump doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Trump
doesn't know. It's going to be the end of our nation.
Trump doesn't know what he's doing. I can't believe it.
Industry back to the United States? That's a terrible thing.
Hey, how can he? What in the world? Doesn't know what he's doing. Trade war with the European Union. Just keep that in mind, people. $800 million investment in Chattanooga. Didn't we almost win the Volkswagen plant?
Alabama?
Wasn't it supposed to go in Huntsville at one point or Decatur or something?
I think there was talk of that, but
didn't work. I had another economic story in here somewhere. Was that yesterday?
Baron, the days run together, especially with this inauguration fall Doral they had.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yesterday. Yeah, we can talk about it later. Talk about boring. Well, it put everybody to sleep talking about it at 9:21. People are still trying to wake up.
I love the way Kay bragged on all the dethroned governors.
Yeah. Well, part of it.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the story I was talking about. J.P. Morgan reports huge trading miss as FICC revenue plunges to the lowest since financial crisis. That's fixed income, currency, commodities, that kind of stuff. Just yesterday, I don't know if you were listening yesterday, Citi missed on FICC income. And as a result, everything Trump is saying is coming true. get out of the big investment banks. It's not going to go well. That's why he's seeding the pot on the credit unions and the lower regional banks, because people like J.P. Morgan and Citi are not going to do well under Trumponomics. MAGA economics is not going to go well. That's why they hate him. That's why the media is against him. That's why the globalists are against him. I try to put all this together, and then I try to show you when I'm right. I told you this was coming, and now I'm right. The bank blamed, quote, challenging market conditions for the revenue decline. You know what the challenging market conditions were?
No.
One, Donald J. Trump in a red hat.
One more reason for them to go.
Have you ever known a more I told you so radio host than Barron?
Well, I like people to know. I like people to know.
I like people to know that you were the prophet.
No.
Predicting all of these things that have happened.
Not predicting. Telling. Not predicting. This is not a prediction. I'm outlining what's going to happen in the future. These big investment banks are not going to do well under Donald J. Trump. It's why they are desperate to get rid of them. It's why the media outlets they control are so desperate to get rid of them.
That's why Barron's the Grand Mufti.
Here is what CEO Jamie Dimon has to say. The Grand Mufti told you this would happen, Jay.
Now, who is the CEO of what?
Of J.P. Morgan.
Okay.
He's not used to posting disappointing results, by the way. He said, as we head into 2019, listen to the, read between the leaves here. Read between the leaves.
Oh, wait a minute. You're mixing metaphors.
I know, on purpose. Tea leaves and the lines. You put them all together on a bit. You read between the leaves.
Okay.
All right. As we head into 2019, we urge our country's leaders, a.k.a. Donald J. Trump, to strike a collaborative, constructive tone, which would reinforce already strong consumer and business sentiment. Businesses, government, communities need to work together to solve problems and help strengthen the economy for the benefit of everyone. I'll rehash that. You want me to do it in Barron speak? I'll clarify what Mr. Dimon is saying. As we head into 2019, will Trump stop doing things that benefit the blue-collar worker in the middle class and go back to politics as usual, which benefits the top one-tenth of 1%? Of which I, Jamie Dimon, am one.
It seems like if you're going to help the lower class and the blue collar and middle class, you're going to eventually help the top 10% as well.
Well, but you're not going to help them as much as if they just rape everybody.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Jeff?
Jeff. Yes.
How are you, friend?
I'm doing very well, and you?
Better now that you've called.
Well, you got my interest piqued when you were talking about Popeye's chicken and biscuits. And since y'all seem to know all and be all there, I was wondering when the Popeye's on Chantilly Parkway was ever going to open.
Was there supposed to be one on Chantilly?
Yeah, it's been finished. It's down at the Chantilly, not Chantilly Parkway, East Chase Parkway.
Oh,
right near
right near Renfro's?
That was Popeye's.
No, that was
Bojangles.
Bojangles.
And it was open for about 90 seconds.
Yeah. I got chicken there three times.
Yeah, it was open a few months.
Mm-hmm.
The one on Ann Street was open in less than a month.
Yeah.
And they closed all their regional Bojangles at once. Now, if they would put a Popeye's in there, it might stay open.
But
I don't have a problem with Bojangles, but something about that Louisiana seasoning they put on the biscuits at Popeye's. Mm.
Their Mardi Gras dipping sauce. And those chicken tenders.
Now, come on. I'm starving to death. Can we stop it?
I got some snacks.
It was a Bojangles. So, yes, you've called the right place, Jeff. We do know all.
Okay, well, that answered my question. So,
thank you.
It was a success.
It was a success. It's always a success when you call
their
here.
Corporate office and tell them we need one out there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Tell them there's already a chicken shack waiting, ready to be open.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
I will drive across town for a Popeye's biscuit.
Me too.
Yeah, oh, man, those biscuits are so good. Hey, good call. That's probably somebody from Popeye's corporate. Just getting a free ad.
We did it first, though.
Jack, the Grand Mufti. That's why they come to this program.
Yeah.
They come for answers on when is the Popeyes going to open. It wasn't actually Popeyes. It was a Bojangles. It was open, and then it closed.
I wonder this cookout that's going in the old country.
I drove by it yesterday. It looked good.
I don't know how people are going to get in and out of there, though.
It's a terrible location. I can't believe anybody would.
For that.
They couldn't get in and out of the countries, and that's why it closed.
Yeah.
That ain't why they're closed.
If you come off of the interstate, if you want to go to that cookout and you come off the interstate, what you do is you go straight through the curve onto Ann Street.
Isn't that Spruce?
Nah, whatever.
No, that's East Ann.
Yeah. East Ann.
Jack okay. Quest.
Yeah, Jack
thank
Quest.
You,
so
you
stay straight coming under the interstate, and Zelda bends to the left, and Ann Street continues forward. You go forward there, you can turn in the back of that parking lot. Now, when you come out,
what the hell you?
You can't get back to the interstate. You have to go right to Vaughn Road. If you try to turn left coming out of there,
you're going to get killed.
You're going to kill someone.
Something like that.
Yeah. You won't be able to turn left.
It'll be the worst event in Montgomery history if you try to turn.
Well, look at Jimmy John's on Nair Lane and Carter Hill. Why they let them go there, I do not know.
Straight cash, homie.
What?
You know what kind of tax revenue Jimmy John's produces?
Straight cash, homie.
I'm telling you what. It's a cash play, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure it was. Our number, 272-9228. Again, Steve Flowers coming up in a little bit. Trisha and Jack and Baron.
What time does Steve do? 10 or 11?
I think he's coming at like 10:30 is what it's on my calendar. I think that's what it is. FDA is resuming food safety inspections today. Has anyone died from the lack of FDA inspections the last few days?
No, but I'm real queasy right now.
Do you want to give us specific details? Or
no.
Leave it to our imaginations.
I ate at a non-sponsor last night.
Oh.
And I'm paying for it dearly.
Well, don't do that
again. Yeah,
Go back to Midtown. Food and Drug Administration will resume its inspections of food facilities on Tuesday using unpaid staff, Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said Monday. Now, listen, these people are going to get back pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not non-paid, it's delayed paid.
Mm-hmm.
Delayed paid staff.
Well, does a mortgage company, if you are a mortgage company, you don't get a paycheck, do they work with you in a time like
this?
They might.
Your local community banks a lot of times do. They'll loan you money at next to nothing. You'll pay them back when you get paid back.
Yeah.
Go to ASC Credit Union, ask them. Maybe they might. I don't know. I mean, you got to be credit worthy. You're not going to steal from them. You know, but they might be able to help you out.
I found it really interesting the other day. I was looking through my Facebook feed, and I haven't been doing that a lot lately. But, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia, so I have a lot of friends that I went to high school and junior high with.
Yankees.
That are liberals. And
imagine that.
Yeah.
Not too many liberals around these
parts. I've had several unfriend me for some strange reason. Yeah.
What?
But the ones that have stayed on are for the wall.
Liberals for the wall?
It has shocked me.
In Philly?
Yeah. And they were making sense. I was like, oh my goodness, this shutdown and this wall thing might be good.
It is good. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because I have a story here. Swing voters are coming to Trump's side on this wall. It is soaring, I think was the headline that was used. It was an ABC Washington Post poll, I believe. Here it is. ABC Washington Post poll. Support for border wall soars among swing voters. Somebody called the Papa B, I think it was, called a few days ago. And he said, why did they wait until now to start the wall deal? Well, this is why.
The election.
Mm-hmm. He got elected on the wall. He's going to get reelected on the wall. President Trump's proposed wall along the United States-Mexico border has soared in popularity with American voters across the board as he battles a split GOP-Democrat Congress to secure funding for the border. Now, here it is. Support for the border wall since the shutdown has gone from 34% to 42%. Among the college-educated, it's up 13 points. Among the independents, up 11 points. Among Midwesterners, Pennsylvania's kind of a Midwestern state.
No, it is not. It is completely East Coast.
Everything west of Philadelphia is Midwest. I mean, Pittsburgh is a Midwestern city.
The Rust Belt.
Yeah, but yeah. We're Philly.
I know. Philly's its own little deal. They think they dominate the whole state.
We do.
No, you don't.
We didn't in football the other night.
No, they didn't. They got smoked. Midwesterners up 14 points. Among the young, 18 to 39-year-olds, up 5 points. Among non-whites, 6 points. This is a big deal.
It sure is.
67 to 87% of Republican voters and conservatives now support building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats have not increased their opposition to the wall. Now, they haven't increased their support, but they haven't increased their opposition, not even by 1%. So this is good. I'm telling you, he's onto something here.
Yeah.
It's popular.
Well, and the more they focus on these people at the border with illnesses and everything else, I think that's helping the cause.
Well, they're having these weird disease outbreaks down there where they don't even know what it is, but, like, people are getting all these weird symptoms. You want all that here?
Maybe. No, we do not want that here.
I mean, you know.
When we come back, I want to tell you about something that I talked about Saturday at that meeting that people came up to me and talked to me about afterwards.
Mm.
It's something we've proposed on this show.
That's why they come. That's why they listen.
What a great tease.
Why they listen. That's one of the best teases we've heard in weeks. Jack Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. Trish is in the studio. I'm Baron.
That's the only kind of tease I got going at my age.
We'll be back.
There's your hero, Baron. Chuck Grassley.
Chucky! I like old Chuck Grassley.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another chilly day ahead. We start off with mostly cloudy skies, but gradually sunshine will take over with a high temperature today in the lower 50s. Tonight, mostly clear, cold again, overnight low temperature in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, milder, high in the upper 50s to around 60, a nice day. Thursday, the first of two storm systems this week, risk of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. High temperature Thursday, 63. I think we'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we're briefly in between storm systems. Then showers become likely again Saturday night before a dramatic drop in temperatures on Sunday. Bitterly cold air on the way. Just a few days away. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We spotted the ocean.
Guys, welcome back in. 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. My friends over at New Look Decorating, they're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into them. Get by there. I want you to get a sample of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. When you put them up on the wall just sort of paints itself. It's so effortless. It's effortless. You just put
it's like satin.
It is. Oh, it's better than satin. It's satin and silk and all the other luxurious fabrics rolled into one. It's incredible. The high-quality paint, those premium Benjamin Moore high-quality paints they have over there. That, you know, look, there's only place in town to get them. Nowhere else in Montgomery you can go get Benjamin Moore paints. And that is what all the you know, it's kind of how the other half live. Now, bam, you tell me they're out of my price range. No! They got Benjamin Moore paints in all price points. All price points. But get by there when you get a chance. Ask for a sample of the Regal paint.
Well, it's like pudding.
Yes.
And it covers better because it's like
pudding. I know. It's thick.
So you have
it's
to buy less.
Delicious. It's just, don't eat it. Don't eat the paint.
Not even if it's brown.
No. Especially if it's brown.
like the, pudding,
like chocolate
Jack.
Pudding, Jack.
Oh,
chocolate pudding. She's dropping G's like it's...
The way my stomach is, I didn't know what we were talking about.
Go to Benjamin Moore. They got designers on staff, Brett Lanham, Ryan Carr. They are passionate about paint. But, bam, I have a painting contractor. Good. Tell them. To go to Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating right there on the Atlanta Highway. Painting contractors have their own entrance. It's like premium service over there. So get by there when you get a chance. New Look Decorating, home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Real quickly, and then we'll get back to you. Ronnie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Question I got for you is, I have a niece, and she's on Medicaid. She had a heart attack, and they put her in Baptist South, and they said she needed 4 stents they put into. Then the next day, she went to bleeding and whatever, out of her nose, and they had to go back in and put in the other 2 stents. All right, they kept her in there for a couple of weeks.
All right, let's get right to the meat of it. It's not Friday. All right, I feel terrible for your niece,
her sister from Shreveport, Louisiana, come over here to pick her up.
All right.
To take her to her house to help her convalesce.
Okay. Hit me with a question.
Medicaid in Alabama will not pay for it.
Pay for any of the stuff?
No, and she had, well, the next, no, in Alabama they will.
Oh. In Louisiana they won't.
Well, and the day she after needs to come back to Alabama. The day after she got to my niece's house, she had a setback.
Yeah.
And they had to go back in there and do something else to her. I think they put a defibrillator in.
Well, here's the deal. If she's on Medicaid, then she shouldn't have any assets or income at risk anyway, or not
she
many.
She doesn't.
Okay, well then, who cares if they don't pay for it? She's judgment-proof.
Yeah.
You know?
They can't garnish her wages to collect anyway.
Yeah. So, obviously, Medicaid of Alabama is not going to go paying for medical care all over the world.
Well, let me ask you this then. So, if I go to the beach in Panama City and I have a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't know. Just call Medicaid and ask them. I'm not a Medicaid expert.
All right. So,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Our number 272-9228. Jack, I understand you were the guest of honor and keynote presenter.
No, there were 4 of us, so I was not keynote. There were 4 of us on a panel at the Mid-Alabama Republican Club in Vestavia Saturday morning at 9.
Okay.
Which meant I had to get up at the crack of dawn. But,
and you made it?
I made it.
Good.
Had a good time. But one of the questions that came up was the 2020 election, where Doug Jones is going to have to go for re-election. And we were talking about, possible people. And I said, well, listen, I know the darling a lot of the establishment in the Alabama GOP is supporting Congressman Bradley Byrne from down in Mobile. And I said, we have talked about on our radio show that Bradley is eminently qualified and all that good stuff, and he's done a very good job in Congress. But at the time of that election in 2020, Bradley Byrne is going to be 65 years old. He's a little bit older than I am. And I said, we have questioned the wisdom of sending a junior senator from Alabama to Washington who is 65 years old, who won't have a chance to build any kind of meaningful seniority. Well, 3 different people came up to me after that meeting. One guy said, well, I was for Bradley, but he said, you made a very good point. And I said, well, I can't take credit. I mean, the guy I'm on the radio with, I mean, we've talked about it. He brought it up, and it made perfect sense. And, we need somebody and I just threw out the name Chess Bedsole because he's run statewide, good-looking guy, he's got money. I have since talked to him. He doesn't want to do it.
I don't blame him.
He's going to be involved in the Trump campaign in Florida and Alabama and other places.
Good.
But I said, we need somebody, like a John Merrill type, who's that age, who has good name ID and all that, But two other people came up and said, I'm not for Bradley philosophically, but I would support him if he's a nominee. But this one guy said, I never thought about that. That's a good point. And so did a third person who...
I'm telling you, I'm glad you told me that, because I began getting concerned about all the people who act like they're interested in the state of Alabama and have Alabama's interest at heart. They're backing a guy who will have no chance to develop seniority in the United States Senate. And it's all seniority in the United States.
And I heard that Bob Riley, heard this last week, that he held his resources from some of the people that have contributed through him in the past. Remember, he had that 2014 PAC?
Yeah.
He didn't want to spend a lot of money in state races because he wants to play in the 2020 Doug Jones race with Bradley Byrne. And in 2022 to try to unseat Shelby if he runs again.
Really?
Yeah, and that he and Billy Canary kind of teamed up.
Oh, because Canary got rid of Shelby. I mean, Shelby
kind of got rid of Canary, yeah.
How about that?
Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know if that's true, but I do know when I made the point about Bradley Byrne that people that are pretty tuned in to politics came up to me later and said, hey, somebody like a Paul DeMarco would be...
Paul DeMarco would be phenomenal in the United States Senate. Of course, I supported him for the House.
I know.
And he made the runoff and then got absolutely annihilated. He got dirty pooled.
He did.
He got dirty pooled.
But I'm going to talk to him. But anyway, yeah. I just thought that was real interesting.
How old is he? Is he 50?
He may be, but I...
45, 48?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Perfect age.
Perfect age.
Perfect age to go
And to I see. Really like Bradley Byrne. And I know his wife. She grew up here, Rebecca. And, I think he's been a good congressman, but you're right, Baron. A little old to be a freshman senator.
Well, you really need to be there 12 years before you have any kind of real power.
Yeah.
And he'll be 77.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying 77's like on death's door, but, you know, you've got a little less energy at 77 than you do, you know, at 50.
Yeah.
You know, and you got some health setbacks that pop in from time to time when you're 77 that you don't have at 50. And, you know, if you can send somebody up there in their 40s and then they're in their mid-50s by the time they accumulate some power, now you've got a situation like you have with Richard Shelby. And I know a lot of people that don't agree with Richard Shelby's politics and don't agree with his vote on every issue and think he's maybe a little out of touch or a little bit of an elitist or establishmentarian. Hey, you know what? Those are probably fair critiques. But you know what he does have? He's now the chairman of the biggest and baddest appropriation committee of them all. And that is going to do Alabama absolute wonders.
I know.
It's going to do Alabama absolute wonders if he'd stop spending money on those stupid boats they make down in Mobile. Those Austal ships. They just ordered more of those.
Did they?
Yes. What a waste.
Why do you say that?
Oh, they got these flimsy hulls that you could poke a hole through it with a ping pong ball.
What are you coming up with?
They're
this?
Breaking down all the time, all over the world. Their guidance systems don't work. Their engines are lousy. Just a lousy ship. It's a lousy boat. I'd rather see our sailors out there on Mastercrafts.
Well, I guess my friend Gavin Austal will never speak to me again.
You don't have a friend named Gavin Austal.
He's from Mobile.
But Austal, I thought that was an Australian company.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's an Australian company.
You sure?
Like the AUST in Austal is Australia. I'm 99.9% sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
You need to be looking that up.
Looking it up right now while we talk to Red Top.
Maybe his daddy was a doctor. Maybe his dad was a brain surgeon.
Red Top.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
By the way, friend of yours is Alabama expungement?
Yeah.
Mr. Skyer?
Yeah.
I painted his office.
Did you really?
When he moved in over at Sturbridge.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I play poker. It's over there sometimes.
His secretary. It's a very nice lady.
Yeah.
And while I'm over there working in that area, I like to go over there and take steel mints out of their bowl.
Well, they got a lot of mints in their bowl.
They need them. that's one thing Alabama should have is automatic expungement. I've tried to get several people to introduce it. They are not going to do it.
Yeah, I've never understood why if arrests are not convictions, you know, why do they stay on your record? I've never understood that.
Yeah, because both times I've tried to get somebody to do it, they say nobody's interested in it.
Right.
But, you know, people need to be expunged all day, every day because of the way the law works. and it's a big flaw. It's a big problem.
It's a huge flaw. And not only that, the expungement in Alabama, I think, doesn't go far enough, even if you're going to have to move for expungement. There's all these conditions that have to be met. Like, you can't have been arrested for anything else. Well, what if that arrest was improper and invalid?
Yeah, what does one have to do with the other?
Right. I mean, it's like in the law, if you have a witness on the stand and you're going to show that he was speeding at the point of impact, you can't show that he was speeding 2 miles prior. That's irrelevant. It has no relevance to whether or not he was speeding at the point of impact. So you can't have a witness say, well, I saw him 2 miles earlier and he was speeding. Well, that's not admissible. That has no bearing on whether or not he was speeding at the point of impact. He could have slowed down at any point in those 2 miles. And that's the exact same thing. We're looking at an individual arrest and determining, does that arrest need to remain on your record? And if it was an improper arrest, what difference does it make if you were improperly arrested later?
It should be automatic.
I agree. Yeah, anything that doesn't...
long time waiting in the Alabama legislature. And, you know, this is the quietest bunch I've ever been around in my life. We heard nothing from anybody about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very surprised that none of our state representatives anywhere have mentioned anything about Donald Trump, the law, if they support him, if they don't support him. I'm disappointed. Of course, I guess when you become an Alabama politician, the best thing is you never have to talk to anybody again.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, as usual, we're not getting anything from anyone. And I just feel we need to know where our politicians stand. The no comment situation leaves them open to do any damn thing they want and have no repercussions from it. You know what I mean?
I do. And I appreciate your call. As usual, you're a mix of excellent points and vicious anti-politician anger. That's okay. It's okay. I share that sentiment often. Jack,
yes,
shall we
sir?
Take a break?
We should.
All right. Trisha, you ready for one break?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back in a minute.
To be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did. My grandpa cleared this land. When I was 5, I walked the fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them. Tune in to the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Friends Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. This is the time of year you get in touch with Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Right now, 328-2484. Pick up that phone. Call them. 328-2484. Say, I have trees that need to be addressed. I have trees that need to be addressed. Why would you call them? 15-plus years experience. They're not just a chainsaw and a truck. These are pros. These are guys that know what they're doing. Tom and Augustine Duncan, great reputation, great reviews. It's residential service, commercial service. Whether you just need a quick trim to thin out a tree, make sure it doesn't split in the middle and get all ugly, or whether you need to take a tree completely down, get them on the phone, 328-2484. You can also check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Facebook. They got great reviews, tons of good pictures up there showing you what they can do. And what can go wrong if you don't get them called in time. Some big, beautiful trees that could have been saved ended up on structures and destroying property. They don't have to do that. Get them on the phone. 328-2484. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. Trisha joins us on a Tuesday.
Yes.
So you haven't died from the lack of FDA food inspections. I didn't even know they were doing
that. No, I have not.
I didn't even know.
I haven't even gotten any untasty food lately.
House Republican leaders moved to strip Steve King of his committee assignments over. He must have done something awful, right? Over talking about America First.
Really?
This is the House Republican leadership that is moving to strip his committee assignments. Panel of Republican lawmakers voted unanimously yesterday to keep veteran Iowa lawmaker Steve King off of House committees, a firm rebuke to an influential opponent of illegal immigration who sparked outrage last week after openly questioning whether the term white supremacist was offensive. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the decision by the Republican Steering Committee, which seats lawmakers on House committees, followed his own recommendation. It was meant to send a message about the GOP at large. That is not the party of Lincoln, he said of King's comments. It's definitely not American. All people are created equal in America. We want to take a very strong stance about that. I'm looking through this piece. This is a Washington Post piece. I'm trying to find the exact quote. Exact quote. Here it is. The controversy touched off last week. I'm not going to eat that. Touched off last week when King asked in a New York Times interview, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive? It followed a long string of remarks. Here's the question I want to ask you. I'm not sticking up for what Steve King said, so please don't get me confused with sticking up for what he said. Here's what I want to ask you, though. I think this is what he was trying to say. If you see someone wearing a shirt who's Asian and it says Asian Pride, do you think that person is a horrible human being? Generally speaking, no. You look at it and say, well, he's proud of his culture and heritage. That's great.
Yeah.
If you see a black person and it says Black Pride, would you think anything?
Not really.
You see a gay person and it says Gay Pride, do you think anything?
No.
No.
You see a white person and it says White Pride.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's jaws hit the floor when you see that guy walk by.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Steve King is getting at. I think white supremacy is absolutely abhorrent. You should not be a white supremacist at all. But I think what he's hinting at is It seems like everyone is allowed to take pride in their heritage.
Except white people?
Except people of European descent. Now, at that point, it's out of bounds. You're not allowed to take pride. So if you believe black people can take pride in their black heritage or African heritage or whatever, then that's fine. But if you believe that white people cannot do the same, I think that's what Steve King was getting at.
It's the definition horrific of racism.
Choice. Yeah, it's a horrific choice of words. And if he truly was trying to defend white supremacy, saying white people are better just because they're white, then that's abhorrent. And he should be stripped if that's the case. But I think had he said black nationalist, black supremacist, when did this language become offensive? No, people would have yawned and moved on. I mean, I don't know. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Nobody wants to touch that.
Do you think maybe there's a little background there that they know about that we're not hearing?
They don't like Steve King because he's a big Trump supporter and he's not an establishment guy. He makes their life more difficult.
Mm. The Washington Post's headline on it says, Representative King stripped of committee assignments over comments about white nationalism.
Well, I don't know what white nationalism is. White supremacy is toxic, and you shouldn't do it. But, All right, our number 272-9228, Gillette, the razor company.
Yes.
Has a new ad that is backfiring, and I am not one to lead boycotts. But I will say this, I will never buy another Gillette product as long as I live. There's a new ad called We Believe that begins with a montage of bullying and sexism and presents men as a pack of wild, toxically masculine white boys tearing around, leaving behind a wake of misery and abuse. And it goes on, and you think it gets better, but it doesn't.
I'm going to have to look this one up.
I'll play it. I don't know. I have plenty of time playing. I'll play it when we get back at 10. I'll play it. It is absolutely horrific. The imagery, you've got to see the imagery with it, so we'll have an advantage listeners won't have. But the point was essentially, enough is enough. Boys, men are horrific human beings, and we need to change. We need to change. Boys are damaging to culture and awful to society.
Did that many men stop shaving because of trends that they think they can have a commercial like that?
Let me tell you, anyone who takes their target audience...
Exactly.
Which is men. If you're a razor company, women are not your target audience if you're a man's razor company. I mean, the whole tagline is the best a man can get.
Mm-hmm. They forgot about that, huh?
Well, no, they mentioned it over and over in the ad. But if you're going to take your target audience and then trash them as horrific human beings and say, you need to change.
You might lose some business.
I'm never going to buy anything Gillette ever again. You know, Barbasol is made right here in America, and it sponsors the golf tournament in Auburn, Opelika. Mm-hmm. Just go buy Barbasol. It's easy. Just get off Gillette. Get rid of the Mach 3 razor, the Mach 4, the Mach 5, the Mach 9. Get rid of all that.
Switch to Schick.
Be careful, because a lot of these are owned by Gillette.
I know
Barbasol is not.